Hello friends, today we are going to be reading 1 Kings chapter 3. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives and for all the blessings you've poured down in our lives. We pray, Lord, that as we seek to grow closer to you, that you would just fill us with your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to really be able to grasp the message we're about to receive, to put it to work into our own lives, and to be able to share this word with whoever needs to hear it. Help us, Lord, to be full of the fruits of your Spirit as we go about our day. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us, and from head to toe remove everything that is not of you, until all that's left is just a perfect reflection of who you are. Help us to walk in your love, grace, and mercy, and to spread it throughout this world, Lord, bringing your light everywhere we go. We pray that you would just help us walk in your guidance and discernment as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this first section is called Solomon Requests Wisdom. Now Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. Then he brought her to the city of David until he had finished building his own house, and the house of the Lord, and the wall all around Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the people sacrificed at the high places, because there was no house built for the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the high places. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall anyone like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So, if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream, and he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offerings, offered peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants. This next section is called Solomon's Wise Judgment. Now two women who were harlots came to the king and stood before him. And one woman said, "Oh, my lord, this woman and I dwell in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened the third day after I had given birth that this woman also gave birth, and we were together. No one was with us in the house except the two of us in this house. And this woman's son died in the night, because she lay on him. So she arose in the middle of the night and took my son from my side, while your maidservant slept, and laid him in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was, dead. But when I had examined him in the morning, indeed, he was not my son, whom I had borne." Then the other woman said, "No, but the living one is my son, and the dead one is your son. And the first woman said, No, but the dead one is your son, and the living one is my son. Thus they spoke before the king, and the king said, The one says, This is my son who lives, and your son is the dead one. And the other says, No, but your son is the dead one, and my son is the one that's living. Then the king said, Bring me a sword. So they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other. Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king, for she yearned with compassion for her son. And she said, Oh, my lord, give her the living child, and by no means kill him. But the other said, Let him be neither mine nor yours, but be divided. So the king answered and said, Give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is his mother. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had rendered. And they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice. So that is the end of chapter 3. I love that King Solomon knew what he was missing. He knew that he was not perfect and that he couldn't do this royalty thing on his own. He couldn't reign on his own because there's too many people to govern, and he wanted to steer them the right way, but he was called himself a child. So in this way, we should also examine ourselves. Whenever we have people in our lives that are asking for guidance, we just pray and ask God to give us the wisdom and understanding to be able to help them and guide them toward God and not toward anything of this world or anyone of this world. I hope that this message reaches whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. That is all the time that I have. So till next time.